Good morning. The time is 9:06. Overcast skies in downtown Wausau. Again, at our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. 57 degrees is the temperature. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up at 9:20. We'll be joined by Paul Micklick, talk about Wisconsin sports as we head into the long holiday weekend. And again, it's real interesting when you look at the weather that this time of year we normally would start to see things warm up a little bit. So often we'll have some warmer temperatures. I haven't seen a whole lot when it comes to hot temperatures in the month of May. It feels like we're still a little behind. And I have no complaints about that. I know there's some people that love to be able to get the convertibles out and drive down the road with the 85, 90 degree temperatures. I, for one, have been very happy with the temperatures in the 60s and maybe the low 70s. And when you look at our holiday weekend, tomorrow is going to be a gorgeous day. A lot of sunshine, temperature just beyond 70. And then other than that, temperatures basically in the 60s throughout much of next week. And then later in the week, things will start to warm up. And in fact, if the forecast is correct, by the end of next weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend, we could actually start to see some of those warmer temperatures get into the 80s. But again, things can change between now and then. But hopefully you'll have a great weekend and hopefully be able to dodge some of the raindrops Sunday and Monday, especially for the Memorial Day holiday itself. Before we go any further, need to say hello and good morning again to our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Morning, Chad.
As you said, is the Memorial Day parade tomorrow?
Yes, it is.
So that's good news because it's supposed to be a perfect day for a parade.
Oh, yes. Sunny and 72. It should be quite nice.
Where is the parade? Do you even know?
I know there's a parade, but I don't know if it's in the same location as last year. I don't know if they changed it or not, but
Well, where was it last year? Most of the time, they don't tend to change these things.
I remember, let's see, it started at Marathon Park, and it went through a downtown Wausau. And actually, it was pretty close to where our station is.
Really?
It is now, but I don't know if it's the same path or a different path. I'd have to make sure before.
Well, I've got some information here. The Memorial Day Parade, you've been able to find it here real quickly for folks that are interested in being part of the Memorial Day Parade. Well, actually, I don't have the right information. Let me just make sure that here the Memorial Day Parade will be starting at Trinity Lutheran Church on Stewart Avenue in Wausau. And end up at the Opportunity Inc. building on River Drive. The ceremony will be opened by the Master of Ceremonies, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Slowicki, and guest speaker, Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney. The DC Everest and Wausau East bands will perform, and military recruiters will help the American Legion Auxiliary place the wreaths. The American Legion, AMVETS, Man of Honor, and VFW will conduct the rifle salute. And again, that is part of the Memorial Day Parade Saturday, starting at 11 a.m. So that's what you'll be part of tomorrow.
Excellent. So now I have the correct information.
Well, I hope I am providing some service here this morning. But again, parade tomorrow and enjoy it. And as we heard from Brittany Merlot earlier, make sure that you take advantage of tomorrow because after that, a little bit more iffy with the weather. In fact, one of the things about Memorial Day weekend that I love is the Indianapolis 500. I had an opportunity to go to Indy back in the year 2002, so that's 22 years ago. It's just an incredible, incredible event, about 350,000 people, just massive, and just one of those true American I think traditions, especially for the Memorial Day weekend. But I've been looking at the weather, and it looks like they're expecting some rain on Sunday, so it's getting a little iffy for that. So hopefully the rain will hold off, and the folks that are heading to Indianapolis for the 500 will have a great Sunday. They do have, of course, the rain date, because Monday itself, Memorial Day, is still open, but they really prefer to get that race in on Sunday. And, of course, one of the big stories this year with the Indianapolis 500 is NASCAR star Kyle Larson. He is trying to do the double. He has his race down in Charlotte, North Carolina, the Coca-Cola 600 that comes up later in the afternoon in North Carolina. So the plan is for him to do the race, immediately get on an airplane, fly to North Carolina, and then do that race and try to do 1,100 miles in one day. Only been done a few times, but he has a terrific starting position at the Indy 500, so he is in a good position to have a great opportunity to do well there. And then, of course, get behind his full-time vehicle in North Carolina for the Coca-Cola 600. But if there's a rain delay, if there's rain, that could cause some issues with his plan, and that could ultimately derail his hopes of doing the double on Sunday. Also, one thing I wanted to mention as well, as before you, if you have a chance here between today and Monday, the Wausau School District is, again, asking for some thoughts from the folks here in the community. They have a survey that is asking the public about their ideas about perhaps an operational referendum that could occur in November. And there's some major district budget concerns. And it's a community-wide survey to see whether or not there is an interest, whether or not people would be able to consider voting for a referendum. And according to a press release from the district, the survey takes around 10 to 15 minutes to take. It can be found on the district's website and also be available to take until this coming Monday. Superintendent Dr. Keith Hilt says that why perhaps an estimated $9 million referendum would be needed, saying that the district has about a $3.5 million budget shortfall. They are doing their best to live within the means. They've reduced 20-plus staff. They're going to have 23 or 24 fewer people serving kids and families next year than they did this year because of those budget issues. Hilt says that around 1,000 residents have taken the survey so far, but the district really wants to get as many people as possible involved in this survey to give them the most information moving forward. If you don't want to take the survey on the website, again, go to the Wausau School District website. You can also pick up a paper copy of the survey available. You can go to the Longfellow Administration Center at 415 Seymour Street in Wausau. Pick up the print copy, the old-fashioned copy. So many of these surveys are done online, and you can do it really simply online. Just go to the Wausau School District website and take that survey. And again, we've talked about this in the past. Democracy has to be a participation sport.
Absolutely. And I use sports. A spectator.
It's right. It has to be participation. You can't just be watching. And this is a big issue within the community of Wausau, of this budget shortfall. And again, you hate to see, you know, losing more than 20 staff members. I mean, that's significant in order to just try to cut the budget. And one of the options is an operational budget. Again, we've seen this from a lot of different school districts around the state of Wisconsin. So many of these school districts are shorthanded when it comes to funding, and it goes back a couple of decades. The state of Wisconsin, we would say Scott Walker and a legacy of Walker's administration was the starving of the public schools with state funding. And it's led to a lot of referenda for operational costs from school districts of all sizes around the state of Wisconsin. And right now, the Wausau School District is finding themselves in a situation where they have a budget shortfall. Unfortunately, and I think one reason that this survey is being put out is that with some of the issues involving the discussions of consolidation in the last couple of years that have been flip-flopped, and there's an idea, I think, that a lot of the folks in the community would not be in a position to be very amenable to voting for a referendum. Again, that's just based on, you know, nothing that I personally know of stats or anything like that, but I think there's going to be a lot of work to be done by the school district in order to gain the trust to get a yes vote should there be a referendum coming up in November. But But again, for people, be involved. Number one, be involved in your democracy. Be involved at all levels, not just showing up to vote in a presidential election. You have to be involved in terms of the school districts, in terms of the school boards, in terms of county boards, in terms of city councils. Be involved. The only way that a democracy can work is if the people are educated and they are involved in their democracy. So
democracy is all about, you know, everybody has a voice and everybody has a right to be heard. That's what democracy
and
is
frankly,
supposed to be.
And frankly, not only a right to be heard, but I think there is a responsibility involved in
absolutely
it as well. That, in a way, we all have the right to make our voice be heard, but if you don't do anything, your voice will not be heard. And then I don't want to hear you complaining about things. The
you
people
don't take
that
responsibility, you don't have the right to complain.
I tell
it,
you,
you had the opportunity to make a change, and you didn't want to do it. So that's not on the system. That's on you. It's a responsibility. It's a choice.
And sometimes there's some work that needs to be done. Sometimes you have to look into some of the issues. Sometimes you have to dig into these topics that can be sometimes a little bit complicated, in order to be able to be informed enough to say hey to my member of the board or even in the survey to be able to put out the right answers and let your voice be heard. So again, go to the Wausau School District website and fill out that survey. Let the district know your thoughts on some of these issues facing the Wausau School District. The time is 9:18. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Paul Micklig, talk some Wisconsin sports. That's straight ahead here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:21, Friday morning, heading towards a long weekend, a much-needed long weekend, I got to tell you. It feels like the perfect time for a three-day weekend, and I'm looking forward to it, and I know someone else is looking forward to it, Paul Micklig. Always good to have him here in the studio. Before we go, and you have so many hats, you're AD, you're football coach and track coach, and of course, track and field going into the sectionals. Sounds like your track and field teams at Newman did pretty well yesterday at the sectionals. Got some kids going to state, don't you?
Yeah, so we're excited about that. And Nolan Linder and Mel Severson and Evie Bates going in different events. And they all did good overall. And really, the sectional meet is one of those things where, explain a little thing. Mel Severson, for example, your top four go to sectionals, you know, and she's in the long jump and she's got her last jump. So you got nine that make to the finals. Okay. All right. Okay. And this is how close life is. So she was coming in fifth place. She had 16.25, and fourth place was 16.5.
Mm-hmm.
Her sixth jump, her last jump, She ties the girl. Okay, so 16.5. So then that girl still has another jump because they go reverse order. So they go from 9 to 1.
Right.
And so that one girl has one more jump. But the tiebreaker goes to the second jump. So her second jump was 16.2 1/4. At the time, that girl's jump, her second best, was 16.1 1/4.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about inches here. We're talking about the person doesn't put the thing in right, whatever the case might be. Luckily, or however you want to say it, that girl did not get over 16.2. So Mel, there's another event she went in, was the long jump. And it's just, that's what I'm trying to tell you is that is how that sectional meet goes for a lot of events. A move there, not quite as long there, and a throw or a missed jump here, and it's crazy. But it's that's why the sectional meets are tremendous.
But I tell you, when you're telling that, you know, that there's just that one individual story. That's one of the great things about these events is that's a pressure situation. I mean, last jump, you know that, hey, this is the number. You got to get there. You're just outside that number, and she was able to get right to that point to get there. I mean, that's the kind of thing that will stick with a young person through so many different areas of life. I mean, where you face a very pressure-packed moment and you succeeded. I can just think of that. That would just be fantastic as a springboard to so many different things.
Yes, and she's a tremendous person to begin with, and you know, those are the things, like you said, never a doubt. I can sit here and say there's never a doubt for her, but because of what kind of, like you said, the adversity, the mental toughness, those kinds of things that she has learned during the course of her life that will carry on for the rest of her life.
Long jump is interesting because basically the times that I watch is during the Olympics. We got another Olympics coming up. And that's always so interesting because so often somebody can be really one of the favorites, and for whatever reason, they keep falling. Yep. or they give up 7, 8, 9, 10 a foot because their timing is off, and you know, because you want to get as close to that line as possible. That's a very interesting sport because there's a lot of different ways, frankly, you can lose in that event.
Yep. I mean, yeah, because if you're when you're talking about that level and you're talking about 6 to 7, 8 inches that separate so many people, well, guess what? If you're behind that board by 10 inches, guess what? You're going to lose.
You talk about waste. That's
a waste. It's a waste. And I've have seen many like that, and it's just to come down there running full speed. To think about it, Chad, you're coming down 13, 11, 13, 15, 17 steps, coming down a runway full speed, and you got to hit that spot, and you got to make sure you get a good jump with it. All of those things are fun to watch.
And you were just saying one more point that I find is so interesting about these track meets is, what, 40? How many schools were participating? 40 some schools?
Well, you got like, because there's only three divisions, so it's loaded. I mean, Stratford had
But how do you put together a meet with all these schools? I mean, it's like, because so often you play a football game. Yeah, one team against the other.
Yep.
Track and field is just crazy with these meets because you have the conference meet, obviously, which always is like in the teens usually for a Merrillwood kind of. But then you have these regional and sectional meets, and they're not full teams. You got to qualify to get there, so there's fewer. But at the same time, there's still just anybody who's gone to a track meet to see you got all these like little setups, little tents. And I mean, it is crazy, isn't it? I mean, you got to keep track with so much stuff as a coach at these track and field meets that it's so different because you wear the different hats. Like as a football coach, completely different than as a track and field coach.
Yeah, I mean, you're making sure that you're watching. You kind of know where everybody's going to be. It depends. Again, like you said, sectionals, you start, the numbers go down.
Right.
Obviously, you'd like to have the problem of a lot of numbers.
There are a few teams that probably you look at and say, hey, your whole team is here, right?
obviously Marathon and Egder and Stratford and Shiocton and those teams are all tremendous programs, and they have a lot of kids there too. But 48 teams, and Rochelle does a great job of putting it on and treating them like a state meet, so everything is first class.
And when is the state meet in lacrosse? Is that next week?
Next Friday and Saturday, and again, you know, now times that by. we have 40, you know, so you're talking about 400 and some teams.
And you're bringing everybody, all the divisions, and
a lot of tents.
But a lot of fun and a lot of energy. And again, you've said, I mean, it's so cool. Any event that packs them in, It's great for the kids. You get that. You just feel it. You feel the noise, and it's really pretty amazing, isn't it?
And some of the times that were there and things of records that were at that Rothschild. And it's good to see Newman's name on there and on some of them. But I mean, these times that we're at these, most of them are done like a sectional meet that because Rothschild's hosted a lot. And you're talking about there's a lot of state champions that have gone through there. And, you know, even Andrew Rock, Olympian, you know, I mean, so there's to look back at the history of it and then see it and see that some of these kids, it's crazy how much better they've gotten over the years.
And knock on wood, at least at this point, the weather looks great next week. I may jinx it, right?
But the only thing, we only got one nice day this week, though, Chad.
I know.
This weekend.
I know.
How are you going to get out in the links?
That's a good question. Those are the baffling questions of life right there. You dodge the raindrops, hopefully. So we'll see about that.
Yes.
We're going to come back, talk some Wisconsin sports with Paul Mickley after an information update. News, weather, sports, all the information you need to know coming up, and then more to come as we wrap up the work week, get ready for the long holiday weekend. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app with Paul Mickley. I want to ask you, hey, keep me up there, Ian, you know, don't want to mute
Ian
me.
Wants you off today.
I guess so. He's in control of things.
How's
here.
His record going? This is way off.
He's already got a winning week, but he's got to get a today to have an above 500
above average week.
I know you explained it to me, so that's why I was going to ask.
But he's 2 out of 4. But we want it to be above 50%. He's 2 and 2 right now, so we still want.
Has
him.
He ever gotten 3 out of 5?
Yes, he's got 3 out of 5.
I have, but it has been a while.
I would say I feel like it's been a
I'm
while.
Getting better though.
We're gonna see if he can't get a 3 and 2 and then go into the long weekend really feeling good.
Really feeling great. Really and then next week going to go 2 and 2.
I know. So it's like absolutely. Exactly. So but then again you can also look at it as one fewer chance to get to 2.
Chad gets the toughest stuff, I think, for you. He's always trying to get somebody to lose on that.
Well, a lot of the trivia questions are really hard.
Yes.
There's a method to my madness. That's all I'll say. But I wanted to ask you because I wanted to actually talk about the pack here for just a moment. Did you hear about these injuries about the torn pectoral muscles?
And two of them. Two of the guys.
And actually 3 guys because Matt LaFleur also got one.
Yes, yes.
But two of them. But, I mean, one, okay, but is that an issue with – because you deal with weight rooms, and obviously it's at a very different level. They got somebody that's their full-time job is to make sure. But should that happen? I mean, in an OTA where that same injury happens multiple times. When you see that, what goes through your mind? Because you're very close. You're involved in football. You know what it takes in terms of weight rooms and all that stuff.
Now, the question I didn't see, and maybe you did see it, when did it happen? Was it when they're lifting, or was it actually on the field? I thought I
well,
got...
that what I had seen is they were all, both of them were during bench pressing in the team weight room. That's what
it said.
That's what I've been told by our sports reporter Mike Clemens, who was over in Green Bay.
Well, that'd be an issue.
That would be an issue. I just find it that. If I'm the guy, because they have somebody that's in charge of weight training.
Yes,
that would be
a couple of them actually.
But there's one guy that's isn't there or
there's, yeah, there's a head guy, but I mean he also it's not like he has two assistants.
But ultimately, the buck stops at the top.
Correct.
I would think that would be an awkward conversation, to be honest with you. I just found that
well, especially because
these are important. A couple of you know, important guys in Tucker Kraft and Zach Tom, especially Tom. I mean, and I was talking to Mike Clemens earlier today, and he said that a former Packer lineman says, for a lineman, that is a really, that is a major injury. I mean, especially for a lineman, because every play, you use that muscle, yep. You know? I don't know if you had any thoughts or anything along those lines.
You know, the thing is, they're also talking about the people from saying that their hamstrings, that, you know, there's what, so many things that we can sit
I
here.
I never heard that before. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying,
yeah,
right?
Christian Watson.
Yes.
But one of his legs was stronger than the other leg, and that's causing his hamstring issues.
And then they're blaming that crew. And I mean, that got dismissed.
It reminds me of the ideas of the pitchers nowadays. I saw a funny little posting online last night saying, yeah, the first 5,000 innings of Nolan Ryan's career caused him all these issues where it caused him to only strike out 16 Blue Jays at age 44 during his last no-hitter. But again, there's a mentality now that there's a fragility. And you got to be smart, but at the same time, sometimes it does seem like it goes a little too far. Is that the way you kind of put it?
Yeah, I mean,
it's not easy.
It's not easy, obviously, because, I mean, how many of these guys are professionals, I mean, that are doing it? So it's not just one group here. Now we're on our second group. So, I mean.
Do you bench press with the guys like Matt LaFleur apparently does?
Injury came from that too, I know, right?
Are you in any danger of tearing a pectoral muscle while doing some bench pressing in the Newman weight room?
Yeah, but I'm getting a hot dog from the concession stand. But if I'm the first one over there, I gotta wash my hamstring too. But yeah, that's.
So you're not quite on the Matt LaFleur workout plan at this point.
No, maybe I should be. Maybe I will be. And then when I get injured, then I can say like, hey, it's because I was working out.
I don't think that's his first injury either. I think
he had Achilles.
Yeah, the man might need to moderate just a little bit as he gets a little bit older. But
well, that's why don't they say he's the. The best looking head coach in NFL.
I guess it takes work.
It takes work. And did they say that about you, Chad?
No.
The best looking announcer in the.
Too many chili dogs, I tell you. Too many chili dogs.
Did you have anything up in Leona?
I did not, actually. And it's because I just. real fast. This is funny. Nowadays, because we have our phones, basically, yep. I put in Leona High School, and I'm driving back, and I'm thinking, I have no idea where I am. All of a sudden, I find myself in Anago. I'm thinking, like 15 minutes before that, I'm thinking, if you were to put a map in front of me and said, where are you right now? I would be probably nowhere close.
In there.
Because I'm just looking at this little, my phone's telling me, turn left here, turn right here,
yep.
Go 18 miles this direction. I thought, man, this is weird because I literally don't have any idea where I am.
Especially, now was it still light out when you were going home?
Yes,
okay,
it was.
Good.
Yeah,
because I'll tell you, we've made a couple trips.
I saw a black bear go across the road. A black bear. I was like, holy cow, I've never seen a black bear cross the road.
By itself.
There's a lot of woods in that, you know, generally in that area. It's a little bit outside of Anago, and it was like, holy cow, there is a black bear.
We counted over, we went up there for volleyball sectionals, and we counted over 30 deer on the way home. Again, it was at night.
I saw a couple of those, too, and it's like, by the time I saw the black bear and then a couple of deer, I'm thinking, this get home.
Get home and
it's been a long day already. I don't need any more issues.
And there's really no like easy way to get there.
No, that's the thing. And frankly, I said a couple of the girls came on after the game. And I said, yeah, I bet you you're probably very happy to have another bus trip because they had a bonus bus trip on Tuesday.
Yes.
The last three, and then they got another bus trip coming up on Tuesday, but that's a whole different thing. Speaking of trips, the Brewers are continuing their road trip. They lost 2 of 3 in Houston. They lost 2 of 3 in Miami, but frankly, the Cubs aren't doing a heck of a lot. The Cardinals are finally playing a better baseball. They picked up 4 games in the last 10, but still, they're still well behind. Freddie pitched great the other day. I mean, I always feel good when I see Freddie Peralta says 7 innings pitched because you don't see that very often.
Yep.
I guess what's your take? I mean, they're still in first place. They're still doing well. But it's such a mediocre division. I think the Brewers are very fortunate to be in this division.
They got another guy injured on was that Monday or Tuesday.
Is this crazy?
I mean,
get Nolan Ryan.
I mean, they got, and that was back. Hopefully, that's not as serious as obviously like a Wayne Miley's or whatever. It's a back, so hopefully that's not quite as long. But it seems like DL's coming back. He's starting rehab assignment. So hopefully he comes back. But I don't think they wouldn't put him in the starting rotation anymore. My guess would have been that they would put him into the bullpen. But now it looks like they're going to have to put him in the – I mean, they're running out of options.
And I was listening to somebody talking on the radio. I was driving yesterday, and somebody was talking about the Brewers. And said, I'm really surprised the Brewers haven't gone out there and just got some guy a guy that just, you know, is an innings guy. And I'm thinking, there are no innings guys anymore.
Is Ben Sheet still available?
And the thing about it,
maybe Nolan King.
And this idea of an innings guy, that sounds like, this is a guy that is able to pile up innings. Well, I mean, there's a certain level of quality you have to have as well. Not just a guy that can go out there and pitch seven innings and give up six runs or something. Correct. Like that. I mean, it's like, it just sound. I thought this is a silly conversation because it's not like there's some guy sitting on the side of the road here that's an innings guy that where every team could use an innings guy, especially the Milwaukee Brewers. But I just found that to be, it's not that easy to say, okay, another guy goes down, we're just going to pluck another guy. And the Brewers have actually done a pretty good job of plucking some guys.
Yes.
From the minor leagues or from, just guys that have been journeymen. Nice. Yep. Way to put it. But I just laughed at, hey, let's I'm surprised the Brewers haven't got some innings guy just to take some innings. I mean, I want to pound my head when I listen to other people in front of microphones at times.
Yeah. Probably would have went and got him already.
Exactly.
Just call me crazy. And there's so many things that go into that because, when you start putting guys on the roster and you start bringing them up, you start putting the ticker on them for contracts and things like that. So, how far are you going to go down? How far are you going to go down to bring those guys up? Because then you kind of made yourself a different problem, too. So there's a lot of things going on there, and somehow they keep doing it. I really don't know how they keep doing it. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, and we're actually to the first kind of poll of the year. Memorial Day is usually the first kind of guidepost, and that because you're almost basically 2 months into the season, and you're exactly right. Frankly, we've agreed on this where it's like, this can't continue. This can't. They're not going to, there's so many. It's smoke and mirrors in a lot of ways. But Murphy, the guy has really taken advantage of this opportunity. Again, I think we say it every week, but the guy comes across as real. The guy comes across. And actually, in the last hour, again, when I was talking to Mike Clemens, he said the kind of a difference between him and Council that's been refreshing is that Craig is very much a cool cat. And I think that's a good way to be. There's no problem with that. But it's actually been within the clubhouse, with the media. This is a guy that's been not afraid to kind of let his true self show. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that at what point of his career is that he's getting this great opportunity, and he's just embracing it. And you really love to see that.
Yeah, he's going to enjoy it. Yeah, I mean, all you got to do is listen to his post-game or even pre-game. He's having fun with it. He's enjoying coming to the park. And not that Council didn't, because Council does, obviously. That's why he's managing. But, he's you're right. It's his time of his life and his time of age and what they're going to do. And quite frankly, anybody that thinks that, you don't think that he knew kind of what he had, and then now what happened? I mean, now they're losing everybody. I mean, this is, I think this is, they've had 10 different starters already.
It's crazy.
I mean, that's, and I don't think they had the top five to begin with.
When you look at the underlying numbers of their starting pitchers, whether it's the number of starting pitchers, the average length of their starts, everything says they should be in last place, not in first place.
Everything.
Everything.
Everything. And then sometimes even their hitting is still sporadic, especially with the injuries there when you had Yelich out for a while. Now you got Hoskins out.
Yeah,
out. And so now you're starting to do that again.
And when you add to the fact when you have these starting pitchers that don't go deep into games, that your closer's been out the entire season as well. Again, it's another aspect that it says, how is this happening? And yet they're very much right there, and they got the Cubs coming up after Boston. But again, it just.
But this is a series that they can go there and go 0-3.
I know.
And you could start falling apart very quickly.
But again, they could go 3-0.
Pizza?
No. Because the last time I said they would, I'd just be happy if they get 1 out of 3. They went in there and they.
That's why I was saying yours. That's why I was saying they could go 0-3.
They could. You're
I was
right.
taking your approach.
What you say will obviously be wrong approach that I usually take.
I mean, but you said they got the Cubs not that far away. Isn't that in Milwaukee?
Yeah.
And they're bringing, so Council will be back, and I'm sure that'll be a great atmosphere and exciting for everybody involved, and including him. I mean, he's still a Milwaukee guy.
He certainly is.
And so it'll be great, but it's so long of a season that it can literally, by the time we talk next week, it could change completely.
You're right. I mean, the Twins had like a 12-game winning streak. Then they lost like, I mean, it's baseball is just different. It's because of the long season. It is, and the fact that you play every day, it's just different. Enjoy the fishing tomorrow. Enjoy the weekend. And the catching tomorrow.
The catching. I like catching more than fishing.
There you go. But have fun, and we'll. Oh, you'll be in
lacrosse
next week.
Yeah.
Good luck at state.
Thank you, we'll see you the week after, and we're excited for that. And you go get some. You keep on getting that golf game better.
There you go. Paul Micklegg joins us on Fridays. We'll come back. We'll give Ian his final chance with the number of the day quiz coming up, and we'll wrap things up for the week coming up next. Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is Friday, May the 24th of 2024, so 5/24/24, day number 146 of this year, 220 days remaining in this year. Do you know what tomorrow is? 7 months until Christmas.
Oh yeah, that's right.
we're getting closer and closer and closer. 7 months until Christmas.
Try to think about Christmas until Halloween.
I know, but it's just funny. I saw somebody note that, and I thought, oh man, we're not starting the countdown quite yet.
At least somebody's keeping track.
Yeah. But it is May the 24th, and some famous events have occurred on this date in history. Way back in 1830, Mary Had a Little Lamb by Sarah Hale was published. Mm-hmm. On this date in 1935, at Crosley Field in Cincinnati, the Cincinnati Reds defeated the Philadelphia Phillies by a score of 2-1 as more than 20,000 fans enjoyed the first night baseball game in the major leagues. So that was 89 years ago today. On this date in 1999, boxer Mike Tyson was released from a Rockville, Maryland jail after serving 3.5 months behind bars for assaulting two motorists after a fender bender. On this date in 2020, the New York Times printed a front page with nearly 1,000 names of people who have died from COVID-19 as the U.S. death toll neared 100,000. And 1 year ago today, on this date in 2023, Tina Turner, the pioneering rock and roll star who became a pop behemoth in the 1980s, died after a long illness. She was 83 years old. Some famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Tommy Chong from the comedy duo Cheech and Chong, 86 years old today. Legendary singer-songwriter Bob Dylan turning 83 years old today. Gary Berghoff, he played Radar O'Reilly on the MASH TV series and also played Radar O'Reilly in the original movie version of MASH. He was the only actor from the MASH movie that went on to be the same character in the MASH TV show. But Gary Berghoff is 81 years old today. Singer Patti LaBelle is 80. Priscilla Presley was married to the King Elvis Presley. Priscilla is 79 years old today. Actor Alfred Molina from the Spider-Man films, among many other films, is 71. Actor Kristen Scott Thomas, the Horse Whisperer, Darkest Hour, 64 years old today. Actor John C. Reilly of Talladega Nights, Stan and Ollie, and Wreck-It Ralph is 59. Dancer Mark Ballas of Dancing with the Stars is 38. Brianne Howie of Ginny and Georgia is 35. And if you out there are celebrating your birthday today, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Asparagus Day. It is Aviation Maintenance Technician Day. It is Brothers Day. It is Road Trip Day. It is Wig Out Day. I'm not sure what you should be doing on Wig Out Day, if it means take off your wig or not, or wig out, whatever it may be.
Wigging out means you're freaking out.
I know.
Something.
Maybe today you can freak out, but it is Wig Out Day. It is Cooler Day, so bring out the cooler, obviously, if you go out on your little picnics and such for this holiday weekend. It is Don't Fry Day. Don't Fry Day. It's for heat awareness. Oh, so don't fry out there. But we don't have to worry about that around here this weekend.
No, won't be that hot.
It is International Tierra Day. It is Escargot Day. And it is Scavenger Hunt Day. So
Hunt's always fun.
Yep, that is fun. All right. So those are the special events to be acknowledged today. But now it is time. It is time for the number for the day. I think everybody's starting to realize what the whole business with our number for the day is. Paul knew exactly what we were doing. One out of three. We get three choices for our quiz. So if you get one out of three, that's 33%. You should get at least 33%. So it's the winning week is 33% or above. And you've already got a winning week. You're two out of four. You're right now 50%. The worst you can be is 40%. The best you can be is 60%.
That's still pretty good.
I know, that'd be pretty good.
Yes.
So it's time for a 60% week, right?
Yes, it is. All right. Absolutely. All 60%.
All right. I'm ready. Our number for the day today is the average age in years of cars, trucks, and SUVs in the U.S. Cars, trucks, and SUVs in 2024. I will give you a hint. It is a record age, as people hang on to their vehicles longer due to rising costs. The average price for new vehicles was just over $45,000 in April of this year. Okay. So, again, the average age in years of cars, trucks, and SUVs in the U.S. is the average age 7.6 years, 12.6 years, 17.6 years. The average age of cars, trucks, and SUVs in the U.S., a record for this topic, 7.6 years, 12.6 years, 17.6 years.
Okay, I'm going with my instincts on this one. I'm going to say C. I'm going to go with 17.6 years. It's my final answer.
12.6. I thought you'd get that one. I really did. I thought you were going to get that one. 12.6 years is the average age of cars, trucks, and SUVs in the U.S. in 2024. All right. It's still a good week.
Yes, it is.
Could have been a great week, but it's still a good week.
Yeah.
So it's a winning week. That's what we care about. We want a winning week, and you got a winning week.
Absolutely.
Hey, next week, we'll be back on Tuesday with a new show.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great holiday weekend, Ian.
You too, Chad. Happy Memorial Day, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Thanks to Mike Clements and Paul Micklick for joining us. Again, we'll have a best of show on Monday, and then we'll be back on Tuesday live from 8 till 10 a.m. Stick around. Matt and Air on Air, straight ahead. For Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. This has been the Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.